This is North Shore High School Basketball on MSONewsSports.com. Hi, everyone, along with our crew here tonight from Lynn Classical High School. It's Beverly and Lynn Classical Girls Basketball at night number one of the 2015-16 sports season. Our game broadcast tonight is brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. They're at 84 High Street in Danvers. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. On Chestnut Street in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Attorney Robert J. Madruga. See Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. The Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining with Lynn Arts for a vibrant cultural center. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance. The Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. They're located on the Lynnway in Lynn. By the Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. Top shows, and visit their website, lynnauditorium.com. And the Daily Item and itemlive.com, serving the North Shore since 1877. A great source for both news, sports, and entertainment information. Well, hi again, everyone, from Lynn Classical High School tonight. It's girls basketball between Beverly and Lynn Classical High School. Game number one, both teams coming in here 0-0 on the season. We'll meet the coaches when we come back. Tom Sawyer from Lynn Classical and Seth Stanchion from Beverly High. So stay with us right here on MSONewsSports.com.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Welcome back to MSONewsSports.com. Getting ready for tonight's Lynn Classical Beverly game. And joining us is Beverly girls basketball coach Seth Stanchion in his first year as head coach, getting ready for the season to start. How's it feel?
I'm excited. It's a great opportunity, and the girls are excited. I'm excited, so we'll see what happens tonight.
Tell us about the preseason so far this year for your team.
It went pretty well. I worked the girls pretty hard, and they responded well. We have good leaders. So that really helps, the fact that the seniors take control of what we're trying to do, and then the underclassmen follow along. So that really, really helps me, especially having the first year with them. So I have no complaints out of our preseason. I thought they did very well.
Well, tell me, what will you be trying to do here tonight against this Classical team?
Our goal is to just play solid defense. They are very quick and very athletic, so we have to stay disciplined. We have to make sure that if we're in help position, we're in a very good spot to help. If we're on ball, we're clogging penetration, making sure that we don't give up easy lanes to the basket. We have to make their life difficult when they're on offense. We want to dictate what they do. We don't want to have to play the way that they want to play.
And what about offensively? Who are your go-to people?
Well, we have some very talented guards who I'd like to see get a good amount of shot attempts up. But our biggest thing, and what we talked about all preseason, was quality shots. What are we doing to make sure that the shots that we're taking are quality shots? If they are, you know, this is a higher percentage chance of going in, and we know that we're running some pretty good offense. So we just got to make sure that the offense that we are running, or if we push the ball, whatever it might be, that our shots that we take are quality. We don't want to take any bad shots.
All right, Seth, can you run through your starting lineup here tonight for Beverly girls basketball?
Sure. Lubis, Melissa, is our point guard. She'll be our one. We have Cheech, Alicia Cicchini, as our two. Natalie Mellinger will start at a three. We have Jess Cross will be our four, and Delaney Sprague will be our five. And I don't know if this is going to be the starting lineup for the rest of the year. I don't know if it's going to be the starting lineup for next game. You know, it's the first game, so we'll see how it goes. This is only based off of 2 weeks, so we're trying to put the best lineups together that we think can be successful. But it's the beginning of the year, so we truly don't know how we're going to react.
And last question, who's coaching with you this year?
I have Jen Ashton is our JV coach and assistant, and Adrian Baker is our freshman coach. So we basically round out the staff there, and they're great. They're fantastic, and I love working with them.
Great. All right, Seth, good to see you tonight, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep. Seth Stanchel, the girls' basketball coach at Beverly High School. We'll be back with more just ahead on MSONewsSports.com.
Moynihan Lumber features quality products at competitive prices. Visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Welcome back. Lynn Classical head coach Tom Sawyer is with us. And, Tom, the season's getting underway tonight.
Yeah, tonight's our home opener. We're fortunate enough to be playing here at home at Lynn Classical tonight against a very, very good Beverly team.
Well, tell us about your preseason. We saw some of your team the other day, but what happened in preseason?
Yeah, we had a good preseason with the exception that we lost a key player who injured her knee, and that's obviously going to hurt. But other than that, and that's a big thing for us to overcome, we did have a good preseason. And the kids worked hard, got a good attitude, and now they get to do the fun part, which is play the game.
So that's Shannon Magner that hurt her knee. Is she going to be back at all this season, or is that pretty much it?
It's up in the air at this point. She has not heard yet. I think she goes to the doctor next week, and she'll probably know more then.
The team, what do you try to do? What will you try to establish against this Beverly team and offensively, and then what kind of things will you do defensively?
Yeah, defensively we want to – I mean, they're very good. They got good penetrators and good shooters. So we're going to have to put good pressure on the ball, keep them out of the paint, and make them take contested outside jump shots.
Okay, and how about your starting lineup, Tom? Can you go over that with us?
Yeah, tonight starting will be Christina Bien. She's a senior, been in our program for 4 years. She'll get her first start. So she was on the varsity last year, but she's going to get more minutes this year. So she'll be starting at one of the guards. Sunita Shrey, a junior who has come on and played really well for us in preseason, will be starting at forward as a junior. Paris Wilkie, a sophomore who played a lot of minutes last year as a freshman, very talented kid, will be playing another forward spot.
Yeah.
Another guy will be another sophomore, Jaylee Medrano, another kid who saw some varsity minutes last year, looked for an expanded role this year. And our fifth starter is our captain and our senior leader, which is our point guard, Shanice Hill.
All right, Tom, any other thoughts about classical basketball to share with us?
Just excited to get going. It's a good group of kids. They've worked hard. They've learned a lot. A lot of them have put in work over the off season to make themselves better. And like I said, it's about having fun and playing the game. That's what these kids work for, is now to go out and showcase what they can do and have a good time doing it.
All right, Coach, good luck to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the game tonight.
Tom Sawyer, girls basketball coach at Lynn Classical High School on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Because come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Welcome back to Lynn Classical High School. I'm Bill Newell here courtside, and we have the starting lineups being announced right now by Bill Devin, the athletic director at Lynn Classical High School. Starting lineup for Beverly High School will have Melissa Lubis, number 3 at a guard position. She's a senior captain. Alicia Cicchini, guard, a senior. Cicchini is a senior captain. You know, one player out tonight is Olivia George. She has an injury, and she will be out for at least tonight's game, maybe back for Friday's game. By the way, Beverly will be playing home Friday night against Revere. Other starters for Beverly High School include Jess Frost, forward, senior, and also Natalie Mellinger, a guard, junior, and Delaney Sprague, forward, sophomore. So, what do we got here? Three seniors, a junior and a sophomore in the starting lineup. For Lynn Classical, their starting lineup includes Christina Bean, Shanice Hill, Sonetta Schrey, and also J. Lee Madrano and Paris Wilkie, the starters for Lynn Classical High School. Jumping for Beverly High School will be Delaney Sprague. She'll be jumping up against Sonetta Schrey, and Classical wins the tap, and they start the ball up over midcourt. They're going to be moving to the our end of the court. We're at one end of the court here at Classical High School, to the where the fans come in and out. And Classical sets up, working out against the zone defense. Bounce pass out on the right wing, a shot taken there, and rolling around the rim, no good, taken by Bean, and we have a foul. It was Mellinger with the foul. Quick shot taken there by Shanice Hill, and she banks it in off the glass. And Classical goes up on top, 2-0 here. About 30 seconds gone by in tonight's game. Beverly with the black uniforms, the orange trim. They drive to the basket. The ball stripped away. Loose ball picked up by Classical. A drive and a tip and a deflection out of bounds. Shanice Hill driving strongly to the basket, the senior guard for Classical High School, coming to the near end here. Nice move by Shanice Hill. Classical to inbound on the end line. They toss it up to the foul line down on the right side for Schrey, bouncing it back up top for Wilkie. Wilkie, a jump shot from just inside the three-point line on the right wing, is an air ball, and the ball is picked up there by Beverly High School's Jess Cross, who comes across midcourt on the left side, toss out on the right to Mellinger. Mellinger dishes off to Lubis. Lubis drives, underhand shot underneath, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Wilkie of Classical High School. Dishes it on off to Madrano, who comes up to midcourt. Hands off on the right wing for Hill. Hill to the basket, now bounces it out on the left wing. Jump shot Madrano doesn't go. Ball loose to the corner, out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly basketball. 2-0 the score, with Lynn Classical leading here. One basket, Shanice Hill, for Lynn Classical High School. Inbounds pass for Beverly High School's Jess Cross goes into Lubis, who brings it over midcourt. On the right, back to Cross on the left. They feed it down low post left working it around is Sprague. Sprague goes back up on the right wing for Lubas. She drives, puts it on the rim. No. Rebound batted away. It comes to Medrano of Classical High School. Here she comes up over midcourt. Dish out on the left wing for Shanice Hill. Pull-up jump shot is a three-pointer. Is taken there by Medrano. So Medrano with a three. Draining it from out on the left wing, and Classical is up on top 5-0 over Beverly High School. 2 minutes. 2 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. A pull-up three out on the right wing by Jess Cross of Beverly High School, and Beverly is on the board for the first time here tonight. 5-3 score, two-point game. Classical with the lead and the basketball. Coming up over midcourt to the near end here. Medrano out on the wing. Dishes it off down left corner for Hill. Hill comes winging, coming down the paint, puts it on the rim and in. I know it falls off the front of the rim, doesn't go, but she's fouled, and there'll be a two-shot foul here. It's on Mellinger. I think that's her second foul. It is, and that sends Shanice Hill to the foul line. Left-hand shooter misses the first one. Substitution for Beverly High School. Sabrina Boudry is in, a guard. And the second free throw is good. So Shanice Hill, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 3 points now on the night. 5:27 to go, first quarter. 6-3 score. Lynn Classical is leading Beverly. Beverly with the basketball up top, Jess Cross. Cross gives it down low to Lubas, who drives in on the left baseline. There's a foul. It's cold. It's hanging on by folks. Beverly's left baseline shot doesn't go. Medrano pulls down the rebound. Dish off on the right wing for Bean. Her shot, that misses. Beverly gets the loose ball. Here's Lubas for Beverly. Spinning back for Cicchini, and she lays it in. Alicia Cicchini with the shot. Here's a drive to the basket. A foul on the floor. Hill going to the basket for Classical from the left. Beverly starts up court. Turnover. Classical gets the ball back. Up top, it is Hill. Off to Medrano from just inside the three-point line on the right wing. The shot doesn't go. Rebound tipped around on the floor, picked up by Cicchini. Starts up floor, and it's tipped out of her hand out of bounds. Four minutes to play here in the first quarter. 6-5 the score. Lynn Classical is leading Beverly. Beverly tries to enter it down low. Pass goes just a little bit too far. Bounces on the end line. Picked up there by Classical, and they start up court. Cicchini with it. Off on the left wing for Medrano. She nails a two from way out. Check that. That was Wilkie with the two. Lubas of Beverly drives. Now a shot is missed, and the follow-up is put up and in from the left baseline. Nice shot by Boudre with the 2 points. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Score lights are out over there. I think Beverly's just taking the lead here. But it right back to Shanice Hill with the drive to the basket for 2 points. Up court, Beverly. Excuse the broadcast here tonight with this coughing spell here. Hopefully this will get cleared up here relatively quickly here, even with the help of these cough drops. Lubas, a three from the left wing for Beverly. No. And the rebound is pulled down there by Wilkie of Classical High School. Driving to the basket, dishes it off to her left. Ball batted around, picked up there by Hill. She'll drive. That shot doesn't go. Rebound loose on the floor now. And Beverly picks it up. Jacini with it. Up court. Dishes off on the right for Lubas. Drives underneath. Hands it off. And a lay-in by Jess Cross. From right to left, that pass went. Have an injured player, I think, for Classical High School. 2.5 minutes to play here, first quarter. Beverly girls, Lynn Classical girls here from Lynn Classical High School tonight. High school hockey tomorrow here on MSONewsSports.com with live video streaming, the Beverly Danvers, Danvers Marblehead game at 5:30 from Salem State, from the O'Keefe Arena. Is Wilkie. Check that. That's not Wilkie. That's for Classical High School. They drive. That's Horton. She drives and misses a shot. Rebound Beverly. They come down, and a three-point shot is taken by Jess Cross. That's her second three. It's a 12-10 Beverly lead here with 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter and a timeout. We'll take it here. 2:03 to play first quarter. Beverly's taking the lead 12-10 here on MSONewsSports.com.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program, sponsored by Moynihan Lumber, in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel on the playing field as well as the classroom. Male and female winners are chosen each month. Student athletes who have a B or better average are nominated by their coaches. And nominations are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com.
Two minutes, 3 seconds to play in the first quarter. Beverly has a 12-10 lead. Lynn Classical has the basketball. Hill up to midcourt looking at his own defense. Actually, they've stepped into a man-to-man defense here. Driving the basket for Classical High School is Wilkie, and she has 2 points. Back the other way. Beverly shot misses. Here's Hill right back, running hard to the basket, going strong and lays it up. No. Rebound followed up by Classical High School. They got the pull down the offensive board. Medrano. And now a drive and a lay in by Horton. 2 points for Horton. Tiara Horton out on the left wing. Shot taken there by Beverly. Offensive rebound for the Panthers. Comes back up to the foul line. Jess Cross with it. A drive on the right side by Boudre doesn't go. Rebound Beverly's, though. The pass up high is tipped out of bounds on the sideline's right. It'll be a Beverly ball on the side. 1:14 to play first quarter. Classical substitution. Coming in is Shrey. Going out, Bean. And a Beverly ball, sideline's right. Pass up on the inbounds to Lubas up top. Goes with a two-hand pass over her head over on the left side to Mellinger. She'll drive. And we have a foul underneath. And that foul is on Wilkie. That would be her first foul. 14-12, Classical is leading. Inbounding on the end line is Jess Cross for Beverly High School. She turns down Lubas in the left corner, goes cross-court off on the right side for Mellinger, who goes to Lubas down in the left corner. Shot taken there, a three by Cross doesn't go. Rebound off the rim to Classical. Hill with it. Check that. It's Medrano. Jaylee Medrano up court on the left side for Wilkie. Wilkie goes one-on-one. Ball knocked away. Double team help. Ball's tied up on the floor for a possession. And it'll be a Beverly ball with the arrow. They've got the arrow here with 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Two-point lead for Classical High School. Beverly trying to come up court and tie. Lubas with it on the right side. Dish down low on the right to Boudre. Back to Lubas, right block. Back up high. The ball goes past and out of bounds. It'll be a Classical ball. Well, the
guard out on the right wing just was not expecting that ball, and it went beside her, and she didn't react to it right away, and goes out of bounds. It's a turnover, classical basketball, and it's Hill up top. 27 seconds to play, first quarter. Off in the left corner, Wilkie. She'll drive, and it's knocked away. Picked up by her teammate, though, Schrey. She'll has it, knocked away from her. Hill gets it. 16 seconds left. Ball down low, shot blocked, and classical player right of the block. 9 seconds to go. They pull it back outside. Here is Hill off on the left wing. A jump shot by Wilkie. Does it go? Beverly basketball. Almost a shot clock violation, and now the quarter ends. And that'll do it through one quarter. It's 14-12. Lynn Classical is leading Beverly High School here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
We're back underway. Second quarter, a three is taken to get us underway by Natalie Mellinger of Beverly High School. There's a three, and it's a Beverly lead by 1 point, 15-14. Just underway, second quarter, here at Lynn Classical High School. Girls basketball here on MSONewsSports.com. Classical's Wilkie spins down right corner to Hill. She'll drive up into the paint and down the middle for the lay-in. Shanice Hill with the 2 points. Right back is Beverly trying to push it now. Mellinger left baseline. Down left block, it goes to Cicchini. Now a scramble for the ball on the floor. It's tied up. In there fighting is Mellinger for Beverly High School. Substitution for Classical High School. Priscilla Aluador is in the game for Classical High School. Inbounds pass comes to Mellinger, left side. Now dribbles up on the left wing. Now to the top of the circle. Off on the right side for Cicchini. She tries a little give and go with Lubas, but doesn't get the return pass. Up top cross, back on the right side, Lubas, a three, right wing for Beverly, no. Offensive rebound, player going back up is Armbruster, and she is fouled, so she'll go to the line for two shots. I think that's Wilkie with the foul, that's her second foul, yes. And at the free throw line, it is Tessa Armbruster. She is a junior. To the basket at the far end, right-hand free throw shooter. First one's up in the air, and it is no good. Another substitution or two coming in. Back into the game for Classical High School. It is Schrey, Sonetta Schrey, and Armbruster to attempt her second free throw. 16-15, Classical is leading by the 1 point. Next free throw's in the air, that's good. And we're tied at 16. 6:44 to go in the first half. MSONewsSports.com. Hill's pass to the left is knocked away. Nice play by Mellinger. Now it's taken back by Classical. Hill driving left wing, coming down. No shot, rebound, offensive rebound. Shot goes up, no good. The follow-up shot by Bean, she drew the foul on the rebound. Cross with the foul. And it is Christina Behan at the free throw line for Classical High School. She's a guard senior. Free throw is no good. She'll have two here, fouled in the act of shooting. Going out of the game for Beverly High School is Chikini. Second free throw is good. So Behan goes 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Classical up on top by the 1 point, 17-16. Beverly basketball in forecourt, going to the far end of the court. Just cross left wing, up top to Boudre. Off on the right for Lubis, holds the ball. Now starts to the middle to the foul line. Dribble through her legs, back up top. Talented guard, dish off on the right wing, a drive and a lay up. On the rim and a basket is good by Boudre. Her second basket of the night, she has 4 points. It's a 1 point, actually that's a Beverly lead of 1 point, 18-17. Again, we got some burned out lights on the scoreboard here. Classical basketball. Again, working to the near basket here. With it, Hill coming strong to the basket. The ball tipped away. She was trying to shoot. Long down court pass to Boudre. Goes cross court left. It's stolen in the paint by Classical High School. Up court, Collins. Check that. Up court for is Shrey, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. Driving hard to the basket. A little up and down action right there. I think that's Jess Cross with the foul. Yes. And that would be her second foul. Two shots here for Sonetta Shrey. Shrey's shot is good. It's S-R-E-Y. Shrey. One shot now for her. The second shot of two. And this one is no good. Rebound Beverly. Underneath the classical basket with the rebound there was Sprague off to Lubis up court. Beverly trail. Beverly, we're tied here at 18 here. Again, with those burned out lights here, you're never quite sure here, but it's a tie game at 18 with 5:16 to go. Beverly's Lubis out on the right wing. Now starts to the key. Dishes back off on the left side. Boudre back on the left wing. A three is drained by Mellinger. That's her second three. Beverly's going to make four threes here in tonight's game. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Pull-up jump shot doesn't go off the fingertips of Behan of Classical High School. Beverly rebound, down court Lubis, left wing, pulls it back out for Boudre. And now her pass is knocked away, stolen, picked up by Classical, and they'll start back up court. Hill with it. Shanice Hill driving, gives to a teammate. It's off her arm and out of bounds, and a timeout called by Beverly with 4:41 to play here in the first half. I tell you the score, but I'll be honest with you, there's just one number showing. It's a two on the Beverly side. So, but they're up here. I think it's 21 to 18. So we'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
I'm Brewster to inbound for Beverly as we come back to action here. 4:34 to play in the first half. Beverly basketball, they lose it on a steal. Coming down and taking a shot is Sonetta Shrey, and she is fouled on her way to the basket, but fouled on the floor. Shot went in, but they're not counting it. See what they give that foul to here. It is on Sprague of Beverly, so it'll be a classical basketball underneath. That was a good call. She was, she still had a couple of step, another big long step or two before she released the ball. Behan up top. off to her teammate Hill, Shanice Hill, to be in. Hill, they a little weave outside. And now they dish it back out to Behan. A pull-up jump shot from just inside the three. Line is no good. Rebound, Beverly High School's Sprague. Down on the right, back on the left. A pull-up jump shot, no good. Off the fingertips of Collins. Rebound, Classicals in the corner, but it's saved. And now Mellinger of Beverly comes up with the ball. Mellinger, two threes here tonight. Off for, and now we have a foul on the floor here. And I believe that will be on Classicals' Shrey. It's her first foul. Well, that's her second foul. 3 minutes, 52 seconds to play in the first half. It'll be a Beverly ball underneath their own basket. And I'm guessing right now that's 21-18. Beverly is leading here. Inbounds pass because of the lights. We can't see that one number. Off on the right, it is Collins back up top for Mellinger. On the left to Cicchini, back on the left wing. Now Collins down in the left corner. Her pass back up high. Kind of fumbled around a little bit. Loose ball. Mellinger picks it up. Looking at man-to-man defense here. Off on the right side. Cicchini drives to the basket. Dishes off underneath. Shot taken there by Armbruster. Doesn't go. Rebound Classical. Up court they come. Trailing by the 3 points. 3:18 to play in the first half. With it, Hill down the middle, off the glass and in, straight on. Nice basket by Hill, 21-20, one-point game. Beverly leads, they have the ball. Mellinger up top, a three taken out on the left wing is good by C.C. Collins. .250 to play, 24-20. And of a violation or traveling call on Classical, and it'll be a Beverly basketball. 4-point game right now. Beverly, this is, I believe, their biggest lead here they've had here in the first half. 2:46 to play. They've got the basketball. First half. Collins weaving off on the left wing. A short little jump shot by Sprague about 5 feet out. Doesn't go. Rebound Classical High School. Medrano up court. Top of the circle. Off on the left wing. A three is taken and hit by Shanice Hill. Hill's having a good first half here for Classical High School. It's a one-point game, 24-23. Boy, threes can really change it up. Here's another three attempt now for Beverly out in the left corner. Mellinger hits it. That's her third three, all of them coming here in the second quarter. 27-23, four-point Beverly lead. Lighten it up a little bit. A little slow start to the season here between these two clubs and with our broadcast crew here, meaning myself. Medrano with a jump shot on the right wing. Doesn't go. Rebound Beverly. The outlet pass to Collins. Goes down deep right corner with a pass for Cicchini. And she'll drive baseline right. Shot is deflected out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly basketball. Minute 46 to play. Coming back into the game is Melissa Luba. And going out of the game is C.C. Collins for Beverly High School. Beverly inbound underneath their own basket. Down low to Sprague, knocked away from her, kind of forced it into her, and Classwell comes up with the basketball. Hill with it. Hill just outside the three-point line on the right wing, now comes to the middle through the key, and there's a palming violation against Classical. It'll be a Beverly ball on the sidelines in backcourt on the right side. Lubis takes the inbounds pass from Mellinger, comes over midcourt in the middle. Left-hand dribble, back to the right-hand dribble. Gives off to Armbruster. Off for Cicchini. She'll drive, and there's a foul on Classical High School. That foul is on Behan. Coach Tom Sawyer, I think, wanted some kind of a push-off foul on the offensive player. Did not get that call. Tom Sawyer, head basketball coach at Classical High School. And Seth Stanchel, first-year head coach for Beverly High School. Oh, by the way, Allison Flynn, the Beverly coach from the last couple of years. Here's a drive to the basket by Lubis, and she's got the 2 points coming in on the left baseline. 1:10 to play here in the first half. Classical basketball, Hill with it, drives down, dishes off in the left corner, a baseline jumper from the left side by Aludor is no good. And here's Lubas right back, driving off balance, kind of shot off the glass, doesn't go. And the rebound is Classical High School. Medrano with it, down court on the left hill, a layup, no. And it wasn't quite a layup, a little angle. She was trying to angle in from a tough side. So it was kind of a tough shot, but it didn't go for her. Beverly Ball, 40 seconds to play, first half. Off on the left side. Ball comes back up on top for Boudre. They work it down to the right side. Back up top to Lubas, top of the circle. 30 seconds to play, 15 on the shot clock. Beverly leading, or rather, Beverly up on top here. And again, we have the lights out on the scoreboard here. A shot doesn't go. Rebound offensively. Shot deflected. And it'll be a Beverly Ball underneath their own basket with 16.8 seconds to play. Might be 29-23 here, Beverly. Inbounds pass on the end line. Comes to Lubas. Goes cross court right through the paint. That was baseline left to baseline right. Shot doesn't go from the right baseline. Classical rebound. Here they come up court. 6 seconds out on the left wing. Hill driving. Off balance shot doesn't go. Classical gets the ball outside. 1 second. A shot. And it doesn't go. Taken there by Horton as the buzzer was sounding. Again, with that clock out, I think it's 29-23. What we're going to do is take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll check in with Bill Devin in an interview we did earlier this week with him here on MSONewsSports.com. Girls basketball right here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Badruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Badruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Lynn Classical Athletic Director Bill Devin is here with us at the Duchesne Jamboree at Lynn Classical High School. And, Bill, fall sports for Classico High School, what were a few of the highlights?
Up and down. We had a football-wise, we had a tough year. Certainly wasn't through a lack of effort. We have a really young core group of kids, especially on defense. We started a couple freshmen, so I think within a year, maybe two, we're going to have a real solid and competitive football team. But that's what happens. You go, you know, like all sports, you go in waves. You have your ups and downs, and it's kids are already back in the weight room trying to get bigger and stronger. But our girls volleyball team did very well. They had a great season. Played in a Division I tournament. They won their first game before they got ousted by North Andover, who won, I believe, the whole state title. I'm sorry, it was Andover.
Yeah.
And boys cross country. We were 7-1. Yeah. We have probably one of the best runners here, Thomas Mackin.
Yeah.
I think he was undefeated. I'm pretty sure he was undefeated in the league.
Yeah, so we did a feature on him this year. It's thanks to your suggestion, so thanks for that. Yeah,
he's a super kid. He's getting a lot of D1 looks and D2 looks, and I think his best running days are ahead of him. He's a kid that trains really, really hard, and he's a good student as well. So I think he's going to have a great college career wherever he decides to go. As far as soccer, ups and downs, our girls team had a lot of injuries this year that Coach Gator had to deal with, and our boys team is kind of in transition right now, so I think Robbie Upton will be back next year. We always have a pretty competitive boys soccer team, so and I can't forget the golf team. They did all right. Coach Morrison has built our program up. We've got 22 kids on the golf team now, which is unheard of. We used to have, you know, usually just like 10 or 11 every year. And, you know, he's a great coach that really has a passion for the game. So our golf program's growing.
Club Classical. There you go.
Club Classical. Well, they play it. They play on all these great golf courses like Myopia and the Ferncroft and everywhere else. So it's plus the best thing in Lynn with, you know, our superintendent and the school committee. Our kids don't pay user fees. We're one of the few school systems around that offer athletic opportunities for our kids at no cost. So that's something that, you know, the Mayor Flanagan and Dr. Latham, you know, and everybody else should be very, very proud of.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely. And I know a lot of schools are trying to go back that way, but it's not an easy thing to do. What about the winter sports here for Classical?
Winter sports, I think we're going to be very competitive. Coach Sawyer has a very competitive team, though. We just found out one of our better players, Shannon Magner, is a three-sport athlete here, just got a serious knee injury in a scrimmage the other day, and I think we're going to be without her services for the winter. The boys, not a real big team, except for Freddie DeSchuler in the middle. He's probably about a 6'5", 6'6 kid, but we're going to press, and we've got a lot of good athletes. So I think I tell the kids all the time, I said, you know, we might be around 11-11 like we were last year, but they don't want to hear that, you know. And then hockey team, we've got a bunch of freshmen in, and we've got a really good goaltender in Jack Stafford. So and Joe Conlon always plays a very difficult non-league schedule.
Yeah.
You know, for a Division III team, we're pretty much, we're like a blue-collar team. We work hard. We're always in the corners, and we play very well at home, too, down at the Lynn Rink.
Yeah.
Just as long as Gary Malaya's car doesn't get towed every year, like for parking illegally in Honeydew Donuts.
You don't have anything to do with that, though, by the way, do you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay. But, you know, I don't think Gary reads the signs too well. It says no parking. Honeydew patrons only.
Well, I mean, sometimes I see a cup of coffee in his hand, but, you know, that. And then I guess it seems like there was one other thing I was going to ask you. I guess that's it. I guess that's it for the we're all ready to go.
Well, the winter, you know, our swim team, Denise Silva's been coaching for over 20 years. She's going to have a real competitive group last year. She was 7-3 in the NEC. And then our boys and girls track teams have exploded here. We've got anywhere from 50 kids on the boys team, and we've got about 70 kids on the girls team. And last year we won a state championship in the indoor track team. And two of those runners are back. Agnes Bangura and Devin Astucio are back this year.
Okay.
So hopefully in that we can recruit two.
Lynn Classical Athletic Director Bill Devin with us. What we'll do is we'll step aside and we're back with the second half. 29-23 the score with Beverly leading Lynn Classical at the half here on MSONewsSports.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at...
All right, let's just quickly look at the scoring. Our scoring leaders, Natalie Mellinger for Beverly High School, has 9 points. She has three threes. Her teammate, Jess Ross, has 8 points, two threes, and a two. Those are the leading scorers for Beverly High School. Sabrina Boudre with 4 points, while Classical Rams are led by Shanice Hill's eight-point performance in the first half, which included a three-point shot for her as well. So she's the leading scorer for Classical, and Paris Wilkie has 5 points. As we begin the second half, it is a Classical basketball on the inbounds from midcourt. Working it down low to Hill. Hill goes cross-court on the right side, an underhand scoop layup shot doesn't go by Bean, and the loose ball picked up. Here's Classical right back on the attack, and the basket is good, and there's a foul on the play. So Jaylee Medrano gets the 2 points. She'll now go to the free throw line. 29-25. You know, I found out that this scoreboard light is not burned out at all, but there's a thing on the side of the scoreboard that obstructs it from where I am sitting right here. So the free throw is good by Medrano, so she completes a three-point play with the two-point basket and then the foul shot. Long down-court pass. It's a three-point game now for the Beverly lead, and Beverly's coming and shooting at the near side. Outside jump shot taken there by Cross. No good. Classical rebound. Saray up top. Off for Hill to Medrano, and she travels. Trying to whip it off too fast, and now Beverly with the ball, and the three-point lead, 29-26. 7:18 to play in this third quarter, just underway second half. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com. Here's a drive to the basket and the foul on the floor. Jess Cross taking it to the basket for Beverly High School. And the foul is on Classical's Jaylee Medrano. That's her first foul. Beverly basketball underneath her own basket to the left of the basket in the left corner. Ball up top on the inbounds pass. Comes up for Mellinger. She'll drive. Underhand shot. No good. Second effort. Mellinger up. No good. And rims around and out. And Medrano of Classical gets the ball. On the rebound. Up to Hill. Everyone clears ahead of her. She comes to the foul line, down the left side, a little out of control, but she drew a foul on the floor. That foul is on Beverly's Alicia Cicchini. That's her second foul. And Classical to inbound. No one in foul trouble here in tonight's game. No one with more than two fouls. Inbounds pass comes to Sray. Her shot no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Scramble for it. She picks it up. Dishes it off for Wilkie. Back off on the left side. A lay-in there by Hill. So Hill now with 10 points in the game, leading scorer in the game here for Classical High School. Lubas, left wing. Man-to-man defense by Classical High School. Up top on the right side, it is Mellinger. She'll drive. Shot does on the rim and back down through. Mellinger with the 2 points. Well, I think she's the leading scorer now with 11 points. 6:12 to play. 31-28, Beverly High School leading by three. And ball knocked away. Beverly gets it back. Cross with it. Cross driving. Now spins it back out. Right wing three-point jump shot is good. Off the fingertips of Natalie Mellinger.
And now she now is the high scorer in the game. Back and forth this battle goes. She has 12, 14 points now. Does Mellinger for Beverly High School. Four threes and a two. Classical basketball. Hill up top. 14 on the shot clock. Right wing jump shot. No good off the hands of Medrano. And Beverly picks up the rebound. A long down court pass off on the right for Mellinger. Drives, lays it up and in. Uh-oh, Beverly's lighting it up here now. 38-28. They've opened up a 10-point lead here. Their biggest lead of the night. Classical basketball. Hill now. Timeout called by Coach Tom Sawyer for Beverly High School. We'll take the break here as well with 5:16 to play. 38-28. 10-point Beverly lead here on MSONewsSports.com.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
We're at Lynn Classical High School tonight. Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com, the home of North Shore Today, the daily radio program here that gets posted around 8 o'clock in the morning here on MSONewsSports.com. Interviews and discussion of the news of the day from all around the North Shore, from Lynn to Gloucester and in between and beyond as well. North Shore Today here on MSONewsSports.com. High school hockey tomorrow here, live video streaming. It's the Danvers Marblehead game, 5:30, live from Salem State tomorrow here on MSONewsSports.com. And, of course, live audio streaming on Channel A. Here's a take to the basket by Hill of Classical. No good. Rebound pulled down by Beverly. Charging up court. Mellinger left side. She is palming the basketball. And it'll be a Classical basketball in backcourt. They're trailing by 10 points here. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Biggest lead of the night right now for Beverly High School. Classical basketball. Hill off on the dish for Wilkie. She'll drive, shot no good. The rebound is fouled up, and it goes through, and there's a foul. Foul is on Beverly Sprague. That's her second foul. Make that her third foul. And the basket was good by Sray. And now she'll go to the line for a three-point attempt. Three-point play attempt. The two-point basket and now fouled in the act of shooting. Back's free throw is no good. And so the score is 38-30. Eight-point Beverly lead. Beverly pulls down the rebound. Mellinger tees up a three from the right wing. No good. Rebound pulled down by Classical High School. Being with it. Off for Hill. Hill going strong to the basket. Bounce pass into the paint. Man open. Lay-in by Schrey. She's got 2 points, two baskets rather, here in the third quarter. 4:25 to go, third quarter. Lubis dishes it off on the left for Boudre. No good with a long jump shot from the right side. Classical gets the rebound and up court, Hill with it. Everyone ahead of her. Man to man Beverly defense. Stray off to Hill. Hill coming right to left. Down the middle, and it's on the rim. That doesn't go. Some are rolling off here for both teams here in tonight's game. 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Beverly with the eight-point lead. Lubis down the right side of the block. She lays it in, and she's fouled. 2 points for Lubis, and she'll go to the line for another attempt, if you will. Basket good. Foul is on Medrano. That's her second foul. As I said, well, now we do have one player, Delaney Sprague, with the three fouls in tonight's game for Beverly High School. Free throw is good by Lubis. Lubis now with 5 points in the game. She had two in the first half, 3 points here in the third quarter. And a drive to the basket, a spinning move there as Schrey was left unattended for a minute there and took advantage of it. Good read by her. finding a little bit of freedom there down low. 3.5 minutes to go, 39-34. Beverly by five. Two-hand pass down left corner. Three attempt off on the left side cross. No good. Offensive board by Mellinger out in the corner. Her pass goes from right corner up to the left wing, and a jump shot is in by Boudre. She's got 6 points now in the night. Beverly Lynn Classical Basketball here on MSONewsSports.com. Wilkie trying to face up now, drives, off-balance shot doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Mellinger of Beverly High School. Charging up court. Loops it down right baseline. Cross-court pass goes out of bounds. Turnover, Lynn Classical Basketball. 2:52 to play here in the third, and it's 41-34. 7-point lead for Beverly in a timeout. We'll take it here on MSONewsSports.com.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883. Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
MSONewsSports.com. Bill Newell here with you on a Tuesday night, first night of North Shore High School basketball. Earlier tonight, Ipswich and girls basketball defeated Hamilton Wenham 49-41. Congratulations to the Ipswich girls. And it is a classical basketball as they inbound on the end line, drive down on the right side. Sray turnaround shot doesn't go, but it's blocked out of bounds. It'll be a classical ball. They maintain possession, trailing by the 7 points here, third quarter. Classical basketball, two hands over her head. Hill inbounds. Off it goes for Wilkie. Dish down on the right side for Stray. And she's bottled up, and now she is, her coach calls a timeout. Good call, good timeout by Coach Sawyer. With 2:31 to play in the third quarter, 41-34, 7-point lead for Lynn Classical, as they are, 7-point lead for Beverly, excuse me, as they are on top of Lynn Classical. It's Beverly 41, Classical 34 here in the third quarter.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
2 minutes, 31 seconds to play in the third quarter. Beverly is leading 41-34. We mentioned that Allison Flynn, who's coached Beverly the last 2 years, went up to Plymouth State as their head women's basketball coach. Her team off to a 3-6 start here in the 2015-16 season up at Plymouth State. Good luck to Coach Allison Flynn. From Salem originally, great scorer at Salem High School. Here's Madrano driving to the basket for Classical. She lays it in, coming down the paint, wheeling in from the right side. 41-36, 5-point Beverly lead, Panther basketball. Girls basketball action here tonight on MSONewsSports.com from Classical High School. Mellinger off to Lubis, right side, way outside the three-point line. On the right wing, back up to Mellinger. She bounces a pass off on the left wing. Here's a drive and a shot off the arm of fingertips of Cross. That doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Hill. Up court, Hill bounces fast underneath to Stray. She's alone and lays it in. Now she's got 8 points here in this third quarter and 10 points in the game. A minute 40 to play. Classical creeping back here. They're bound now by just 3 points. Here's a three attempt by Beverly out on the right wing. Left unattended. Cross nails it. That is her third three of the night. She has 11 points for Beverly High School. Well, they just backed off, Cross, just outside the three-point line, and she just waited and waited and then just took it. Classical basketball back on the attack. A drive to the basket by Horton. Doesn't go. Beverly rebound. Mellinger up court. Left wing. Off to Lubas, left corner. She'll come to the paint. Now dishes off to a teammate on the left baseline. Shot no good by Armbruster. And Classical gets the rebound. Horton off to Hill. Hill to the right corner. Up on the wing for Medrano. She goes off on the left with a pass for Horton. To the top. Back. Here's Hill driving down. Left alone. Comes in and lays it in. Shanice Hill with 2 points. She's got 12 on the night. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. 44-40, four-point Beverly lead. Beverly with the basketball. Little two-hand pass off on the right for Lubas. Lubas dishes it back out. Man-to-man defense here by Classical. And it is Cross off for Mellinger. Off on the left wing, Lubas a three. She's got it. Lubas with a three from the left wing. And she now has 8 points on the night. First three of the night for her. Beverly back on defense now. Schrey to the foul line right. Now dribbles back up a little higher. Dish down low. They work it down low to Horton. The shot doesn't go. And seconds remaining and the buzzer sounds as Beverly had just turned it over outside the lane. And Classical had the ball but couldn't get a shot off in time here at the end of the quarter. So we're through three now. And it is Beverly 47, Classical 40 on MSONewsSports.com.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Back at Classical High School, getting ready for the fourth quarter here to get underway. It's a 7-point Beverly lead, 47-40. Seth Stanchel in his first year as head coach at Beverly High School, assisted by Jen Ashton and Adrian Baker. Coach Tom Sawyer for Classical High School in his 10th year here, assisted by Helen Ridley and Rob Smith here at Beverly High School. Athletic Director Bill Devin at Classical High School. Thanks, Bill, for his help getting us underway. James Coffey, the athletic director at Beverly High School. So here we are, start of the fourth quarter, Beverly basketball. Mellinger takes a feed out of the right wing, dribbles out top of the circle. Man-to-man defense by Classical High School. Beverly kind of spreads it out around the perimeter, one man down at the left block. Beverly working the ball around the perimeter. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Bad cross-court pass goes out of bounds, and it's a turnover. Classical basketball in backcourt, sidelines left. Trailing seven and a half minutes to play in the game. Hill of Classical up over midcourt, everyone ahead of her. Bounce pass left of the lane for Wilkie. She squares up, now drives to the basket and draws a foul. She'll go to the line for two shots. Foul on Sprague. Right? Yeah, that's her fourth foul. We'll see if they put, yeah, that's her fourth foul. So Sprague now in foul trouble, and to the, well, she was in foul trouble too a little bit with three fouls, and now Wilkie will go to the line. She has 3 points in the game. First shot is good. Free throw good. 7:20 to play. It's a 6-point game, 47-41 Beverly leading. Classical's Paris Wilkie at the free throw line. His next one is also good. 2 for 2 for Wilkie at the line. 5 points for her now on the night. Beverly right back, charging up court. Boudre left side off for Lubas up high to Boudre. Working around to Cross, comes from left to right up to Lubas, top of the circle. Guarded there by Schrey. Goes down left side to Mellinger. She's shut off there by Medrano. And Mellinger dishes down on the right side for Lubas. It's 5 seconds on the shot clock. Lubas to the paint. A shot in. Melissa Lubas with the 2 points. Good effort by her with time running down on the shot clock. Just a couple of seconds left on it. 49-42. Beverly up on top by the 7 points. Medrano off on the right side for Wilkie up high. Wilkie drives right baseline, kicks it out of the right corner. Shot there by Medrano, no good. Rebound Beverly up court. Cross driving, pass off on the right side for Boudre. Up for Mellinger, a drive and a pull-up jump shot. No. Rebound loose on the floor, picked up there by Classical's Wilkie. Up court, she's driving. Dish off on the left, tipped out of bounds as Sabrina Boudre got back and put her hand in the passing lane there to knock that ball out of bounds. Good defensive play by her. 7-point Beverly lead, 6:13 to play in the game. And Classical inbound on the end line. It goes to Schrey, right side. Kicks it around up top and around the perimeter it goes. 3-point attempt straight on by Wilkie. Doesn't go. Classical cannot save it on the end line. Out of bounds, Beverly ball. Looked like she, of course, that's a long way for me to see, but almost made the save on it. Jumped in the air, threw it off a Beverly player, but by then it had already gone out. Lubis on the right wing, around the perimeter, Boudre, off for Cross, traveling violation. Now that was Mellinger, excuse me. So it'll be a Classical basketball, trailing 7 in backcourt, 5:52 to play in the game. High school hockey tomorrow night here on MSO News Sports. Wednesday, 5:30, Danvers Marblehead. Hill down the paint, kicks it out on the left side for Bendrano. Shot no good. Follow-up shot no good. Off for the shooting hand of Christina Bean. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a Classical ball knocked out by Beverly. End line Hill to inbound. Two-hand pass over her head. Off for Wilkie in the paint. Shot doesn't go. Hill follows it up. It's on the rim. It won't go. Offense. Who's got it? Now another offensive rebound for Classical. Wilkie up top. Working there with Medrano. Medrano back to Hill, and they cool it down a little bit. 22 seconds left on the shot clock, and a foul outside on Boudre. That's her first foul. So it's not a shooting situation here yet. 15 foul. Two team fouls for Classical. It'll be a Classical basketball on the sidelines right. In forecourt. Two-hand inbounds pass from Medrano. Off for Hill. Goes right to left on the dribble. Still outside the paint, though. Lubis guarding her. Beverly knocks the ball out of bounds. Again, Boudre sweeping up and knocking the ball, getting into that passing lane and knocking it out over the end line. Pesky defense. Coach Stanchel was talking about how he wants his team to really be up and playing defense, and they are right now here in tonight's game. Classical ball, right wing three, got it. Schrey with the basket. Good night for her here tonight. Lubis around the back dribble, off on the left side for Boudre. Back on the right for Cross. Cross to the foul line, down the middle, dish off on the right. Nice pass off for Sprague. Shot doesn't go. That was a really nice pass, good look pass, bounce pass out on the right side. Here's a blocking foul on Beverly. Just inside the circle. And that is on Boudre. That's her second foul. It'll be a Classical basketball on the sidelines. Beverly making some substitutions here. Going out of the game is Boudre and Sprague. And Classical inbounds on the right sideline. It comes to Hill from Medrano. Hill going one-on-one on Lubis, sees that, goes in baseline, now dribbles underneath the basket from left to right, pull-up jump shot on the right wing side, taken there by Bean, rebound Beverly. Up court, Lubis drives, she's fouled. Put it on the rim with a shot, it didn't go. She'll get two shots, though. Fouled in the act of shooting. Melissa Lubis. That foul is on Medrano, her third personal foul. Third team foul as well here in the second half. 4:24 to play, third quarter. No, fourth quarter. It's the fourth quarter. 4:24 to play in the game. Free throw is no good by Lubis. She'll have another. Out of the game for Classical High School is Bean. Into the game for the Rams is Tiara Horton. 4:24 to play in the game. And the next free throw by Lubis is up, and that is good. So she goes 1-for-2 from the line. Has 3 points here in the quarter. And Hill of Classical starts up court. Goes on the slow dribble to the right side. off for Wilkie. Wilkie goes strong to the basket, knocks it off a Beverly defender, and now goes off a Beverly defender out of bounds. It'll be a classical ball. 4 minutes, 7 seconds to play in the game, and it's a five-point Beverly lead, 50-45. 50-45 Beverly. Hill takes the inbounds pass up top. Now kind of shut down and stays out on the perimeter. They work it down low. Turnaround shot is good by Wilkie. Good position. Used her height. Right of the right block. And banked it in off the glass and in from the right side. So now it's a three-point game. 50-47. 3:50 to play. Beverly with the lead. They lose the ball in the paint. Classical picks it up. Chance to tie here with a three. Up court. Cicchini. Runner. No good. Rebound loose. Beverly pulls it away. Up court. The feed, Mellinger from Cicchini. Now that ball stolen away by Classical's Hill. Hill in backcourt. Good effort there by Hill. And again, Classical comes up court with a three-point deficit. Kicking it out on the right side for Wilkie. She takes a three. Got it! No, it's a two. It's a two. It's a two. And it's a one-point game, 50-49. And Coach Sawyer of Classical has called time with 3:17 to play. So it's a one-point game. Beverly leading 50-49 here on MSONewsSports.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber, in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel on the playing field as well as the classroom. Male and female winners are chosen each month. Student athletes who have a B or better average are nominated by their coaches. And nominations are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com.
Back with 3:12 to play now here in the game. Update, Classical leading Beverly to boys action, 46-34. Beverly girls leading here by 1 point. They have the basketball. Work it down low, right side. A shot taken there by Armbruster. Doesn't go. Here's Classical back with a chance to tie. They were down by 10. Or take the lead, rather. Stray shot doesn't go. Beverly rebound. Wow, this is getting wild here now. 1 point game. Beverly back on the attack with a Cicchini right side. Back off on the wing for Cross. Cross being picked up there by Bean. Man-to-man defense by Classical here. Lubis, left wing, off to Cross. She takes a three. No good. Rebound. Good rebound there by Wilkie of Classical. Classical up court. Down by one. Dishes it back off for Hill. Hill sets up. Balanced look. Everybody around the perimeter of the key. Shrey, right side, guarded by Lubis to start. So there's a one-on-two there, though. She backs it back off. A traveling violation against Classical. Hill going, what? So it'll be a Beverly ball. They lead by one, do the Panthers. So the Classical boys leading big at Beverly here tonight. While here, it's a tight one. 50-49 to score, 2:11 to play. Lubis drives, pull-up jump shot, no. Rebound pulled down by Hill. Ball was short. Hill going right back at it. Off on the right for Stray. Lays it in and got fouled. Well, that foul is on Cross. That's her third foul. Stray with the 2 points and now a free throw. So Classical has a one-point lead, chance to open it up to a two-point lead. Again, they were down by 10 points, so this is like a 11-point swing here. Free throw is no good, so it remains a one-point game. Rebound Beverly. Under 2 minutes now to play, 1:58. Beverly basketball, up court, off on the left wing. Lubis now back up top, two-hand to Cross, right baseline, goes in, shot doesn't go. Pulls her down her own rebound. Pass up top, stolen away by Bean of Classical. Up court, she travels. Double dribble, rather. Oh, they were coming up court, and they had tried to get something going here on transition, and kind of looked up and kind of fumbled the ball. And it'll be a Beverly ball here, leading by, trailing is Beverly by 1 point here, 51-50. Lubis out on the right wing, guarded by Stray. Up top, Beverly Cicchini. Cicchini drives, she's fouled. Fouled outside. A reach-in foul. Foul is on Classicals Hill. That's just her first foul. It'll be a Beverly ball on the end line. Cross to inbound for Beverly. Jess Cross. On the left, right side. Looking. Now throws way out high. And the ball is loose on the floor. Picked up by Beverly. Mellinger with it. Goes cross court. Lubis. Lubis tries to spin free of a defender. Can't. Classicals playing some pretty good defense right now. Here's Mellinger. Drives down the paint. Taking a feed. Got it. Natalie Mellinger. 2 points. It's a 1 point Beverly lead now. 52-51. 1:10 to play in the game. Bounce pass right wing. Off for Wilkie. Wilkie on the right. Dishes back off for Hill. Driving in baseline right. Off the glass. No. Had a good look. It was a good shot. It didn't go. 52-51. Beverly leading. 56 seconds to go. Beverly calls time. Coach Seth Stanchel wanting the timeout here. With a 1 point lead. 54 seconds to go. The Panthers have seen a 10-point lead crumble away to a 1 point deficit, but now they have a 1 point lead back. So we'll take a timeout here on MSONewsSports.com.
Team up with the Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out the Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Welcome back to Classical High School. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com. Hockey tomorrow night. Beverly Marble, check that. Danvers Marblehead from Salem State at 5:30. Live video streaming here on the website. Beverly has a 1 point lead. 54.2 seconds to play. 52-51. Beverly inbounds pass at midcourt. Gets to Lubis in backcourt. Comes back up over midcourt. And she's traveling. Turnover. Classical basketball, trailing by one, 48.3 seconds to play. Stray will inbound to Hill. Hill takes the inbounds pass, dribbles over midcourt. A one-point game, Classical trails. They've got the ball. Wilkie, left wing, good tall player. Best dishes it off on the right for Medrano. Shot, the ball stripped away. Beverly gets it back. Cross with it. Off for Lubis. They have the lead by 1 point, 27 seconds to play. Cross up top, off on the right, down to Lubis. Man-to-man defense, guarded by Schrey. Dishes, Beverly working it around the perimeter. 15 on the shot clock, and that was a foul. A reach-in foul on Classical. Timeout. There is a foul here, and also a timeout. And it is a Classical foul, and they're not in the bonus situation. So that foul is on, I don't think they put it up there yet, because Hill already had the one foul. So we're going to keep it right here. Beverly versus Lynn Classical tonight, girls basketball. Seth Stanchel in his first year as head coach at Beverly High School. Tom Sawyer, a veteran North Shore coach at Classical High School. He took over for Gene Constantino, who was a longtime girls basketball coach here at Classical High School, and now he is the principal here at Beverly High School, Classical High School. Just took Sean Gallagher's job away from him there for a moment. 17.1 seconds to play in the game. We're in the fourth quarter here, 52-51. Beverly leading. They'll have the ball, and they'll have the ball inbounding on the sideline down near the left corner. So they're about no more than 10 feet away from the left corner. So that's kind of a tricky spot to inbound from, but let's see what happens. It'll be crossed to inbound for Beverly High School. Holds the ball, two hands over her head, or pass up court. Tied up! Schrey tied up Lubas as Schrey cut into the passing lane. It's a classical ball on the possession arrow. It is Medrano to inbound with 16.5 seconds to play. Hill charges to the left side and they call a time. Now they will inbound on the sidelines left, and Coach Stanchel questioning the official on something or other as he comes out. And now another timeout, and with 13.1 seconds to play, it's a one-point game. A couple of fans are exchanging words across the way, smiling, though. Maybe on the same side, too. I don't know. 52-51, it is Beverly leading Lynn Classical here in girls basketball. We have Friday night basketball from Lynn English. We'll be at Lynn English as they'll play host to Danvers. That should be a great matchup. Danvers playing at Lynn English Friday night right here on MSONewsSports.com. And again, hockey tomorrow, 5:30 live video streaming. That will be Danvers and Marblehead, 5:30 p.m. from Salem State with Rick Moore. And our streamographer, Andrew Nicastro. And it is a classical ball right in front of their bench, out near midcourt. Medrano to inbound. Everyone packed down near the paint. Now they spread out. Hill takes the inbounds pass. 1 point deficit for Classical. Hill right side, right baseline, dribbling. It's ball stripped away. Taken away by Cross. Beverly, check that. It was Armbruster. Stole the ball. Beverly ball. And now time. Has time run out? Yes, it has. 52-51. Final score as Beverly has knocked off Lynn Classical. Back with our recap in a moment.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts. The only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Welcome back to Lynn Classical High School. I'm Bill Newell, and our final score, Beverly beats Lynn Classical 52-51. First win for head coach Seth Stanchel for Beverly High School. Let's recap our scoring leaders. Beverly was led by Natalie Mellinger's 18 points. She just had 2 points in the fourth quarter, but she had 4 threes in the game as well. Melissa Lubis with 11 points, and CeCe Collins with 3 points. Tessa Armbruster with 1 point, and Jess Cross with 11, and Sabrina Beaudre with 6 points. Big steal by Armbruster right near the end of the game with just seconds to play. Took it away from Classical. Classical was had the ball, and they were down by the point, and they got the steal and the takeaway. Big key play of the last few seconds of the game by Beverly's Armbruster. For Classical High School, they were led by, well, a number of players. That three players in double figures. Sonetta Schrey with 15 points. Shanice Hill with 12 points. Actually, four players. Jaylee Medrano with 10. And Paris Wilkie with 11 points. The other bucket, or the other point, was Christina Bayon, if you're adding along with me at home. We did not get the coaches over here, or one of them after the game. They took off. I had my head down here, so we let them sneak away on us, but we'll try to catch them for you. And that'll do it for us for tonight. Thanks so much for being with us. Our final score here tonight from Classical High School girls basketball, Beverly 52, Lynn Classical 51. It's game one of the 2015-16 season. Our game broadcast tomorrow night, live video streaming, 5:30 p.m. from Salem State High School Hockey, Marblehead versus Danvers here on MSONewsSports.com. And then high school basketball Friday night, boys action, as Danvers travels to Lynn English for a 7 o'clock tip. So thanks so much for being with us. I'm Bill Newell. This is MSONewsSports.com.